Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Court joins us now, former Saints offensive lineman and our friend. Hey, Steve.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm well. You?
I'm doing just fine.
Do you think that is a crazy question and nobody is trying to get ahead of anything, but it would just seem, because a lot of times, you know, when it comes to late in the season, who's got what tiebreaker here or there, do you think it's beyond or is it far-fetched or foolish to think that this game could be for home field advantage, even though it's only week two?
Well, as it's playing out now, if you had a crystal ball and looked through it, you know, you might be accurate. You know, these are two of the better teams in the NFC, so they very well could match up that way. And you know, I guess for the foreseeable future, the Rams and Saints are kind of destined to be the arch nemesis of each other.
You know, I always like to pick your brain as a former player because you're a very smart guy and you also play the game. In terms of revenge, is that more of a fan thing than a player thing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way that any of those guys that were on that team last year will forget how that game went down. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's not any of them that are thinking, boy, we really owe the Rams something here. Or, you know, no, the only reason you owe the Rams is because you got beat last year. That's a question about whether we got beat or not, because I don't think we actually did. But at the same time, that has nothing to do with the Rams. And at the same time, you don't look at something as a revenge game, because there really wasn't anything vengeful to be revenge about. So this is another game for us that happens to be against another formidable opponent. Then you've got to look at it that way.
As a player, again, not looking at it as a revenge game, are you looking ahead thinking, and not trap game, not overlooking anybody, none of that stuff, but are you realizing how important this game could be as the season progresses or matriculates, if that's an appropriate word?
No, I think you look at it as this is the only game you can do anything about. And so it's the next one up, and it's the one that you are preparing for with the personnel that they have this year compared to last year and the changes that they've made. And that's how you have to look at it, because you can't look that far down the road and say, this is going to be a big deal for us. We all know it's an NFC opponent, and we all know it's one of the better teams. So this would be a great team, especially if you can go out on the road and beat that team. So that's the way they have to look at it.
We're talking about matchups in a little bit, but again, let me go back to you being a player. A big game, the schedule might be off a little bit because you're going out there 2 days early. Does that affect your preparation at all? Does it throw your schedule off? And how do you, in terms of peaking at the right time, how do you manage all of that with the big game coming up?
Well, that's a really good question, Tommy. And I'll tell you, the difference is because we didn't do anything differently when I played. We went out there the day before the game. So I went out there on a Saturday if we were playing a Sunday game. And, yeah, the
Well, let me jump in real quick right there. Did the time change bug you or fool with you?
It did. A lot, because I was used to waking up about 5:30 in the morning, which means that my body clock would then make me up at 3:30 in the morning in California. So it throws off your sleep patterns, which in turn throws off your eating patterns, which sort of in turn throws off kind of everything. You have this kind of disjointed feeling about you.
Just out of sorts, like, right?
Yeah, you really do. And so, look, I think it's a great idea that Sean's able to do this, and the Saints go out there knowing that they've got to go back-to-back. I don't know how they I don't know exactly what they do when they go out there other than practice like normal and try to be as normal as possible and get used to that. But I know that going east is a piece of cake. Going west is kind of a day killer with all the time changes and not. So that's where it kind of throws you off. And look, we just did it back then because, hey, I remember going back-to-back to West Coast trips week to week, and it was arduous. But at the same time, we really didn't know any difference. So that's the way we played it.
Who would you rather have as a player if you go back? Stay out there for a week, 10 days?
I think I'd much rather do it the way that Sean does it. Mm-hmm. I think it's great to kind of go out there and get accustomed to not only the climate. It's different. The grass is different. It's, again, the time change is different. It takes guys a couple of days to get used to that. And then once that kind of, works itself out, I think you're in much better shape to come back than stay out there. Because I think when you come back, you have to go, back out there again, and again, you just start that kind of weird cycle over again.
I would think for 2 weeks you would be out of sorts, and it may even affect the third game because you're still trying to recover from the two previous weeks. We're going to pick it up here when we come back, Steve, in terms of how do you to manage to peak at the right time, because you don't want to leave it in the locker room. You don't want to get ready after the game because it's a little bit late then. And then we'll talk about some matchups as well. Steve Court's our guest. Talking Saints-Rams, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, will the Saints-Rams game end up determining home field advantage in the playoffs? And as it stands now, the vast majority of people voting in the poll are saying, yeah, it will. And I agree with them. We'll be back. If you got any questions for Steve, text them to 87870, and I will pass them along. Back in a flash, WWL. It is one of those games, or the game, that we all circled when we saw the schedule come out. Saints battling the Rams in L.A. Sunday. Wall-to-wall black and gold coverage starts at 11 a.m. with the Acadian Windows Fans First Take with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Todd Manassas. Then it goes on from there and ends, I guess sometime Sunday afternoon. We'll have to see what happens with the game Sunday evening. Steve Court, our guest, former Saints offensive lineman. And before we get to matchups, Steve, as a player, determining that you peak at the right time, how does it differ between a home game or an away game, if it does, and how do you manage to have it work out where you're not too early, not too late?
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's a home game or an away game, first and foremost, but away games are just a little bit different because of obviously the travel aspect of it. But other than that, it's they're basically the same. The only thing you have to do to manage that is most of the guys. The thing that'll stress you out more than anything is the mental part of the game. So you're taking part of the physical part of it, and then the mental part of it. If you don't have that down, and that's going to stress you out. So you make sure that you get, everything in order and everybody knows it's on the same page. So if everybody is thinking upon the same lines and the players know exactly what their assignments are going to do, then there's really no – you just have to sort of manage your emotions before the time it is for them to throw the switch. And you, the longer you play the game, you learn that you can really, really relax and convince yourself that everything's going to be okay. You still have this kind of thing going on in your stomach, but you learn how to manage that. And then once it becomes game time, then you can throw the switch. Yeah.
So how would you rev yourself up? Would you think about how important the game was? Would you think about it as wanting to grade as highly as you can on the, I guess it was video at that time. Would you work up some kind of hatred for the guy that was playing across from you?
I always convinced myself that he was trying to take food out of my children's mouth.
Mm-hmm. I can see where that would do it.
Yeah. And so the fact that I knew that pretty much set the tone for the day.
All right, let's talk about the game itself. All right, let's start with the Saints offense and the Panthers. Panthers, Lord Almighty, the Rams defense. Mm-hmm. What kind of matchups are you looking at there? Yeah. Who's got the advantage?
Aaron Donald is number 99 is a full load. There's no question. He's two-time MVP, defensive MVP. He is going to be a problem for us, and he's a problem for everybody. We've done well against him before, so I suspect that we're going to probably do that again. But look, they've their defensive front four. They play a 4-3 defense that's pretty stout, and they they get those front four to pretty much put all the pressure and to stop all the runs, and then they let their secondary, work the pass out. But they pretty much are incumbent upon getting as much pressure as they possibly can, and that's how they run their defense. Wade Phillips is going to have different wrinkles for us for sure.
And unlike last week where we talked about Ryan Ramczyk and the game he had against J.J. Watt, they move Donald around, don't they?
Typically, he plays. He's going to play mostly on the left side. They move him around a little bit, but they may move him around this week. You never know what they're going to do. But I don't think they're going to come out and they're going to give us base 4-3 defense. I think Sean's offense, the way that we run this, there's so many different wrinkles and so many different things and so many different types of ways that we can attack a defense that I suspect they're probably going to be a nickel or dime, probably a lot more. And if they want to shut the run down, which if I was playing the Saints, I would try to shut the run down first and foremost. You may see 8-man in the box real early on to see if they can control that.
Wow. Man, that seems like then, and I'm looking at the corners, you got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. Is Aqib Talib still the shutdown guy?
No, I don't know if he's what you'd call him the shutdown guy, but they're both really, really good corners. I know that. And they're playing pretty well. So.
All right, so you got Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn Jr. lining up against him. Of course, we hope that Jared Cook gets involved as well. And let me ask you that. How important is it and how likely is it that Jared Cook gets a lot of targets this week?
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a big game just because of that. I think that they'll begin to somebody like Jared Cook is probably going to be exploited and probably have a big game. That would be something that I would certainly think of right from the get-go, yeah.
All right, let's look at it the other way. Saints are on defense. You got Todd Gurley. You got Cooper Kupp, who was not in the game that happened here, the playoff game, right?
Exactly. He was on the IR at that point, yeah.
Brandon Cooks, of course. You got Jared Goff at quarterback, Todd Gurley running back. How does our defense do against them, and what do we have to do to be effective against them?
Well, look, we know that we can force them. We have to get pressure, like I saw them say that every week, and that's what you have to do. But we have to stop Gurley. I think the run, first and foremost, is what we have to stop. But I think the fact that we have some pretty active linebackers is going to probably give us some advantages in certain ways because I think that some of the schemes and the things that we do with that, we're going to be okay. I really do. I think that we're going to put a lot of pressure on them. I think we first and foremost stop the run.
Eli Apple's got a target on his back?
I don't know if they single out one guy or not, but I know that they'll pick on whatever they feel like they can seem to exploit with whoever they can. They'll make sure that they try to do that real quick with either Brandon Cooks or Woods or whoever, or Cooper Kupp, and they'll try to see if they can victimize those guys early to see if they can expose something. But, it's our job to let that happen.
High scoring, low scoring?
I think this one goes high. I got a feeling it's going to be in the 30s.
One of those whoever has a ball last?
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
I don't know how much longer I can take that, but look, so we come out with a win. That's all I care about.
I was talking to some people yesterday, and I don't know if it's a male-female thing. Everybody that has told me this has been female, where they love the games like it was last week. And I'm just saying that's anecdotal. That's not statistical at all. And I hate that. I like a 42-0, Steve, where I can put my feet up. You too?
Yeah, I don't think the thing is in this league. I don't think you're going to get too much of
no,
that.
No, I know,
you
but
may, every now and then run into a team being really kind of an emotional low or something, and another team sort of hitting on all cylinders, and they turn the ball over a bunch of times, and you might get that, but those are rare.
But last week was like, and I know you work in the medical field. I think with hearts, last week was kind of like a stress test, wasn't it?
It was. I'm thinking usually we wait till about week 8, 9, 10 to start doing this stuff, but they started off week 1 with it.
And we could do it again this weekend.
Yeah, I got a feeling it is. I got a feeling it is going to be one of those ones that's going to go into the last probably couple of minutes of the fourth quarter. Maybe it doesn't have to come down to the last second, but Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be one late.
Big question. You feel good? Think the Saints win?
I do feel good. I just think the Saints are at this juncture are, you know, they're pretty healthy. And, you know, I don't know if there's anything that's happened this week at practice that would prevent anybody from playing if they're full, you know, abilities. But I certainly feel like that you know, we're hitting on all cylinders and let's just hope that we execute well.
Thank you, Steve. You know, I love talking to you and I appreciate your time and I hope you have a great weekend.
You bet. Pleasure's all mine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.